This is Greg Coleridge with the Northeast Ohio American Friends Service Committee. And joining me today is Genevieve Mitchell, an officer with the Carl Stokes Brigade in Cleveland and one of the spokespersons for the, I guess you could call it national, People's Justice and Peace Convention that is scheduled to take place in Cleveland a few days before the Republican National Convention. That convention begins July 18 through 21. The People's Convention is July 15, Friday, through July 17, Sunday. So, Genevieve, thanks so much for taking time to talk about the convention.
Greg, thank you for this opportunity to come and sit with you today.
So, first of all, you know, what is this? Why is this taking? What is this People's Justice and Peace Convention, and why is it being held?
Well, the People's Peace and Justice Convention is dubbed so because current public policies, they feel, disproportionately benefit corporations and the wealthiest individuals. And in addition to that, they promote and expand U.S. militarism, while the concerns of the vast majority of people in the United States are ignored, distorted, or manipulated for political or economic gain. And so the People's Convention will include a diversity of voices and experiences that we hope will transcend any one political party or perspective, and its purpose is to lift up issues and problems that the Republican National Convention, RNC, will not authentically address, and to develop collective leadership, agreed solutions, and a people's peace and justice platform that will achieve just, nonviolent, democratic, and sustainable results for American citizens.
So that is an ambitious goal indeed to try to bring people together, both from the national to the local, to come together and in a very short amount of time do what, you know, these political parties take a couple of years to do, which is to develop their own platform.
Indeed.
So that's the goal of this, right?
Indeed. And Greg, there are five platform themes that we're focusing on, and those include economic justice, racial and social justice, political justice, environmental justice, and international justice. The event is nonpartisan, and it's also a campaign-free zone. So, you know, it's free and open to the public, and we welcome and encourage people to come and be a part of what we are endeavoring to do.
So when it says that this is an attempt to have sort of an authentic democratic get-together of people to give their ideas, what do you think that means to you?
Well, it truly means it's nonpartisan in the best sense of the term, because we are not embracing we are embracing neither Democrat or Republican concerns. We're looking at this solely from a people's perspective and what the public's needs are right now. And those are jobs, education, quality health care. Hopefully will evolve one day to single-payer, universal single-payer health care systems throughout the country so that everyone will be covered. We're also looking at just the foreclosure crisis, the conditions in our neighborhoods, the conditions surrounding, you know, how our children are growing up in these communities, and poor communities in particular that are marginalized. We're looking at all of the full parameter of all those issues, and it is our hope to really examine that and those things, and to bring about a kind of cohesive platform from our perspective that we can then present to both political parties here at the RNC as well as the DNC, which is going to be held soon after in Philadelphia.
So you have given very eloquently some examples of issues, specific issues, that you feel, and others in fact feel, have not been adequately addressed by, well, name, quite honestly, both political parties. The foreclosure crisis and real health care issues around single payer and the plight of our nation's children and other. That's really the purpose of this, isn't it?
Right.
To address these kinds of issues that are not being dealt with at all, or just only partially, inadequately dealt with.
It really is. Our public education systems in many urban areas are commiserate. They're not up to par. We're not We're not seeing evidence that it is working in terms of the graduation rates, in terms of the decrease in the dropout rates or expulsion suspension rates. There are police in the schools now, and, you know, we are averse to any kind of militarism build up in our communities and especially our schools where our children are at. We are endeavoring to promote within our communities and our schools and other common areas around the community a holistic approach to governance, a holistic approach in terms of, you know, how these communities are evolving. And what we're seeing now is just a focus on corporate initiatives or corporate priorities. We are not seeing solely a people-engendered kind of movement with regard to how things develop. We don't have unitary status in the Cleveland Public Schools, for instance. Mm. We don't have local neighborhood schools and community control, which when I was on the school board, that was what we pushed for. And I felt that, you know, because we couldn't get that, there were some aggressive means to, you know, individuals aggressively wanted to take over the schools. So, you know, that's not a good thing because their priorities may not be the people's priorities, and the people pay for the school system. They pay for government, local governance. They pay their taxes from their earnings or other mechanisms through which taxes are generated. You know, go to pay for many of our community hospitals and what have you. But are those institutions then being responsive to the needs of the individuals in those communities? Are the actions of those corporations attrition-based, meaning are they gradually just wearing down through pressure or force, you know, the people? And we've seen that with the banking industry. We've seen where the banking industry just completely came in and obliterated parts of the east and west side of Cleveland where marginalized folks were living. And now, you know, you drive through there, it looks like a war zone. You don't have to go to Beirut anymore to imagine what it looked like at wartime. You know, you can drive right through the city of Cleveland and some of our areas that have been left out of the economic loop and see that. East Cleveland surely is another area that's been hard hit. And so we want to examine all those issues. We got people from the west side and the east side who have come together and worked very, very hard, yourself, Greg, and Maria Smith, and Mike Fiala, and several others, many others, who have really sat down and thoughtfully looked at how we can put this together, how we can convene. You know, as it turns out, they've invited over 350 groups nationally to come to the city of Cleveland for this People's Convention. So this is going to be huge. It's not something that's small. It is something that is highly inclusive. We want to be inclusive. And it's something that's absolutely necessary.
So all of these national groups have been invited. Mm-hmm. They may not all show up, but they have been invited. But it's not only, is it not, just for national representatives. There's also a place and an important place for people right here in Cleveland and throughout Northeast Ohio, right?
That is true. And we wanted to be the nucleus. We wanted to be the epicenter of where this wonderful transformative process takes place. And so you have groups like Black on Black Crime, Art McCoy. You have CARE, which is Julia Shearson heads that up, and the Carl Stokes Brigade. David Patterson is the president of our organization. Cleveland Human and Civil Rights Coalition. You have the Cleveland Nonviolence Network, Cleveland Peace Action, the Interreligious Task Force on Central America, NEO-AFSC, Northeast Ohio Industrial Workers of the World, excuse me, Organize Ohio, and Khalid Smad heading up Peace in the Hood Coalition for a Better Life, and others. So
how this is going to work is these national groups will come in and lead workshops and bring with them a proposal, right?
Absolutely.
A or two of things they would like to see in a people's platform that will then be debated by people who attend.
Right.
With the goal of what at the end?
Well, Maria Smith, yourself, along with yourself, Mike Fiala, and people like Brian at the Interreligious Task Force are encouraging individual groups to bring to these work sessions planks, which they call planks. And the planks have a laundry list of issues that that these individual groups have prioritized as being very important to the community transformation that we're hoping to bring forth. And it is during the convention that these, under the aegis of these workshops, that these planks are going to be discussed, and we're going to put together a platform. From that, those platforms will then be presented to both the RNC and the DNC leadership.
So this is not intended to be just a big collective gripe session, but people are going to bring their ideas for change that they then hopefully collectively with people who attend will have an opportunity to give input on, and by the end of Sunday, early Sunday afternoon, hopefully have agreed to a people's platform. Bottom up, very inclusive, very participatory, very small D, democratic.
Absolutely.
But it's not only going to be sort of roll up your sleeve working session. There's also going to be a couple of speakers.
There are.
So can you say something about who the main keynote speaker is going to be that very first evening, that being the 15th of July, Friday evening?
Because there are keynote speakers each day. The first one, we are so excited because Reverend Juanza Colvin, who is the pastor at Olivet Institutional Baptist Church, has offered his facility up for the triage, the meeting area, for the first several days, 2 days of the convention. So that is where we will be housed, right in the heart of Quincy. And the keynote speaker on that day, which is going to be Friday, July 15th, will be Dr. Michael Eric Dyson of Temple University. And he is a well-known talking head from MSNBC. He's sat in for Ed and Al Sharpton and several others, Chris Matthews, and then he is also a theologian, well-respected. He's an author. He's a public speaker. And he has a authentic kind of dynamism that clearly appeals to young as well as old people. So, you know, he gets the full parameter of the picture. His research is impeccable, and, you know, I'm just so pleased that he's going to open up this convention, because I know in my heart of hearts that he will do it justice. And keynote speaker on later on Saturday is going to be introduced by Mike Fiala and Pat Needham and their coalition planners. We're going to have the Reverend Lennox Yearwood or Connie Burton will come.
I think both of them, actually.
Both of them?
I certainly hope so. Yeah.
I certainly hope so, because I've heard great things about them. And then lastly, Dr. Rhonda Williams, who is our treasured, you know, social justice, you know, activist, and she just gets everybody revved up and keeps us on point. She heads up the Social Justice Institute at Case Western Reserve University, along with Imam Paul Hassan and Maria Smith, Jewish Voices of Peace are going to have an interdenominational plenary. And that will probably be a very spectacular presentation. And later on, I myself will have an opportunity to host a plenary keynote of Medea Benjamin, Jody Evans, and Code Pink.
Medea Benjamin has been confirmed.
She's been confirmed. Yep. Okay. So I look forward to it, and I hope that everyone from the community will coalesce and convene over at Olivet Institutional Baptist Church, where for this historic, it's really an historic event. It's one that's not to be missed. We're going to be right across the way from Caramu House and the medical center over there that, you know, that anchors that part of 89th and Quincy, and it's going to be spectacular. I am very excited.
You know, there certainly is a place, and a big place, for the multitude of protests that will be taking place during the week of the RNC.
Oh, yeah.
But there is also a place, a definite place, and a very significant place for things like this, which is an alternative.
Yes.
It's not just saying what we don't want, But this event represents what it is we do want.
That's
what
correct.
We are advocating for, and what we are coming together in unity to promote, that represents a viable, legitimate, just, nonviolent, peaceful, and sustainable, and small-d democratic, authentically democratic alternative. And that's what this event is. So, and it's open to the public.
That's right.
It's free.
It's Friday, July 15th through Sunday, July 17th. There's on July 17th, I'll just throw in too, Greg, we're going to be at Masonic. The events will be at Masonic Auditorium, which is East 36 between Euclid and Chester in Cleveland, Ohio.
That's on Sunday.
Yes, and that is going to be another outstanding round of activities and events. They are dubbed as both educational and action-oriented. They bring the planks. They'll be refined and presented. And
finalized. We hope this 17th is where it all comes together.
And to the larger
without killing one another, hopefully we'll agree to these this people's platform is the
That's
idea.
That's right. That's right. And so, you know, for contact, people should, those who are interested and want to pass it along, because we hope people not only from Cleveland, but people from, you know, surrounding areas throughout the state, Akron and Canton and Lorain and Cincinnati and Columbus and all of that will also come. And then people will definitely be coming from out of state from all points. But they can register at the People's Convention, that's all lowercase, People's Convention 2016 at gmail.com. And for more information, they can go to www.pjpc2016.org/w or www.facebook.com/pjpc2016. And, you know, we are in the process of finalizing. You know, they should call if they have questions about transportation, lodging, you know, where the activities are housed, if they need mapping information, you know, they can go right online and get those questions answered. And we ask for their patience. We will get back to everybody, but this is a monumental task, and you got people who are very, very well versed in these kinds of things who are doing it, but it's a process. And so we implore everyone's patience.
So again, the event is free, but we do ask that people register so that we have a sense of how many packets of information to produce and how much food to provide. Food Not Bombs and other groups are going to be supplying food, so we really would like to have some kind of sense of how much.
And we're accepting donations
right?
as well.
And we're accepting donations. So
anyone who would like to make a donation, please make your checks or money orders payable to St. Paul's Community Outreach Program, and or you can mail it to the Cleveland Nonviolence Network. That's P.O. Box 14418, Cleveland, Ohio 44114-0418. And those contributions will be welcomed and directed toward the proper activities.
So all of this information is on the People's Justice and Peace Convention website, which again, the address for that is www.pjpc2016.org. That's pjpc2016.org. Again, the event is free, but we do ask people register, and for that, we ask that people email People's Convention, that's all one word, People's, plural, People's Convention 2016 at gmail.com. Well, thanks so much, Genevieve, for taking the time and sharing the insight and the information and the inspiration.
You are welcome, Greg. Thank you for having me on again.